Or no matter how much of an asshole somebody was, my dick never touched their food.
He looks like he was part of the savings and loan scandal of the late 80s.
I love a delicious pickle.
I'm here and I'm bringing my female energy.
Yes. Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I'm the host. Thank you very much for joining the show. It is episode 262 of the program. You know how to get a hold of us. I won't bother you with that. Unless there's one guy, he's on Twitter. I know he will remain nameless, but he's called the show before. He has some problems in love. He's the only person in the history of the world to meet a black female millennial Trump voter. And he didn't know what to do because she was top three. And then he called another time when he was concerned that he wanted to have sex with some chick, but she told him the last guy she had sex with caused her to have an actual stroke during the session, and he was worried that he wouldn't be able to live up to that. Well, he tweeted me this weekend, "Need the number, fam." And so then, but then I'm like, he's got the number because he's called it before. And then I'm like, I send him the number and he's like, text back a picture and he's got a screenshot. He's like, "Hey, it was already in my phone." And then he's like, it doesn't work. Or like, he was trying to tell me that the phone, the voicemail line didn't work. And of course it fucking does work. And I'm the dummy that calls it to check. Like oh, maybe it doesn't. Maybe he's right. When he's the drunk person that can't dial the phone, and then I call it and it works fine. But what I did when I called it is I made it so that it's on do not disturb, so that it picks up right away and you hear my voice on there. It's no longer the Google Assistant, so you won't be confused anymore. So call the voicemail if you want, 949-464-TBLS. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I saw a couple movies this week. I saw Us, Jordan Peele movie.
I also saw it. My review. Well, I'll save my review till yours is done.
I thought it was good. Like, I'm freaked out by horror films and stuff like that.
As am I, yes.
So I had to see a matinee because I don't like leaving a theater after a horror movie in the dark. Freaks me out. You know, I will say it definitely accomplished in what it was going for, in that it made me think. Like I've come back to that movie, thought about like, yeah, so what's going on here? What are we, how am I supposed to feel?
Yeah.
I can't say it was like an A+ for me, but like a B+. I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sort of in the same boat. I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the performances were really good. I don't understand the symbolism or the themes or anything, but that's every movie.
I know. But I've read about like, all right, so what does a super intelligent person say it means? I'm not going to give anything away. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But like it, you know, I also saw an interview with him. He wanted to keep it ambiguous, so you're thinking about it. So at least I felt like I wasn't very stupid, that there was something obviously right in front of me, because he says it's supposed to be, you know, make you think different feelings about it. But
okay, that's good.
Anyway, my point wasn't that, like, you know, a B+ review on a movie.
Yeah.
I took my kids to that fucking Dumbo.
Oh, I heard that it's terrifying. It looks terrifying.
I thought, like, you know, it is pretty incredible what they can do with CGI now.
Yeah, yes.
It looked like a flying elephant with big ears.
Yeah.
So I'll give it that. And it had a good cast.
Who's shorter, Danny DeVito or Colin Farrell? Did Colin Farrell have to stand on a box or anything?
DeVito is next level short.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
He's great. Colin Farrell's a good actor. Michael Keaton's in it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I mean, there was a good cast. Eva Green, who was in
she's Casino a Bond Royale. Girl. Yes.
Yeah. So it was, you know, that's what it had going for it. But holy shit, like, what a piece of garbage this movie is. They get fucking Michael Buffer to appear in this movie.
You know, I heard that in
and
the
he goes, "Let's get ready to Dumbo." Yeah. He does this on two different occasions. Like, I audibly groaned the first time.
Yeah.
And then like 15 minutes later, he's back in the big top it again.
They do it multiple times, huh? Do you think he gets his full quote? Like, he gets a couple hundred grand to say that, right?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
But like, the movie is it's not good. It's not a movie I enjoyed. But at least it was trying to be like I think it was supposed to be like 100 years ago when like a traveling circus was what people had going on.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't enjoy it, it still takes you out of what you're doing where you're like, is that fucking Michael Buffer? What is happening here?
Yeah.
When kids movies, oh my God. Like, I'm the type of parent that like, I'll take my kid to a Pixar movie and enjoy it. I can enjoy that shit. But like, holy shit, this thing sucked.
When was the last time Tim Burton made a good movie? It's been a while.
Was it Batman in 1989?
Yeah, that was a good movie. He did well. Mars Attacks is pretty good.
Yeah, so we're that's mid-90s.
Yeah,
yeah. He's just not
Scissorhands.
I mean,
remember he made that Planet of the Apes remake? That might quite possibly be the worst movie in the history of Hollywood.
Wahlberg?
Yeah, Wahlberg.
Yeah, that was not good.
No, very bad.
No. But anyway, if your kid wants to you know, if any kids want to see it, like I'm just saying to the audience at large, talk them out of it.
Yeah.
Cuz there'll be another kids movie in like 2 weeks. Like just hold off. It's bad. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. I liked Us, but tell me if you noticed this. I assume that the dad of the family, who's very good, he's British, right? Because he kept sounding British throughout the movie. Is it that? Is an American accent that hard?
I think I saw him. You know, Desus and Mero, show. They moved to Showtime. It's good. It's really good. Just a half hour, and they do clips and shit. They interviewed Lupita Nyong'o and that guy. I think he's West Indian.
He's got some kind of an accent.
I think he's a Caribbean dude.
Right. I think,
but you know, they were talking about neither or maybe their parents, neither of them are from
native. They're not natives.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
both very good.
I thought he was good though. I thought he was really
very
good. I mean, she's an awesome actress, but I didn't know him. He had been in a couple other things, but like this was the first time he had like a meaty part.
Yeah.
I like the demented version of him.
So good. And what's his name? Tim Heidecker.
Oh, he was great.
Amazing.
Was dickish and with Elizabeth. What's her
Moss?
Name?
Yes.
Moss.
Yeah, it was good. Those twins. Like it was. I definitely enjoyed it. It was a little long. And then at the end,
I felt like it probably could have shaved 20 minutes.
And towards the end, there was one of the characters, kind of like a James Bond villain, did like a 10-minute exposition dump where they like explained the whole plot of the movie. And I was like, oh, like this is, I mean, I know I'm dumb, but
I was going to say, just, like, at the same time, I needed a little bit of that.
A little bit. A little bit, not the whole thing.
I was like, and there's, oh, and that's there's, where we're going with this.
And there's a twist, and I saw the twist right at the beginning of the movie, but I didn't tell anybody. And then, so then I felt like an idiot when it happened. I'm like, I knew that was going to happen. And I didn't, and then, but I never said it. So now I'm going to always say it because I felt like I really could have scored a win for myself then. And I didn't.
Oh, and one last thing back to the Dumbo. So when you get the previews of a kids movie, it was like Toy Story 4 was a preview. There were previews.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, in the middle of it, Downton Abbey preview.
Oh, hardest of passes.
I mean, there's no chance of me watching, but I'm saying my kids both looked at me like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
because they'll tell me, oh, Toy Story, like I want to see this or whatever, you know. And they were like, is this a movie? It's people go for this yeah. this kind of entertainment.
There's
and it was
be...
just like stuffy people going, oh, arrange the tea set. Like it was just I don't even know what the fuck was going on.
You know what I noticed in the trailers for us before us is that they put like the Red Band trailers in the movies now, where all the fucks and motherfuckers and cocksuckers are left like in the trailer. I had never noticed that before. Has that been going on for a while?
In the last year, I've noticed it.
Yeah. So if it's an R-rated movie, you're going to get R-rated trailers.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sensitive. I can take it as
mom. No, they're just words. Okay, let's knock out some voicemail here. Got a bunch.
Okay. He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. Woo! And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit.
Okay, let's see what's going on in the voicemail here.
Right, Ben. Easy Edward Bailey. Big Mollus. Hey, check it. So that New York Yorkie biatch. I got something for you, man.
I think he's talking about our friend Brad in New York that recorded that stunning intro.
By the way, my mom would really approve of the fact that he calls me Edward.
Yes.
Because she still is very insistent on calling me Edward. And it was real embarrassing when kids would call him. They'd say, is Ed there? She'd be like, no, but there's an Edward here.
Oh, no, stop it. Stop.
Yeah. like super embarrassing when I was a kid.
That's pretty good. Okay, hold on.
That song, you know, it is definitely Big Baller Lexicon. But I got a little something for you, so... You're going to see. Anyhow, I know you guys hate when I go all local, but I'm going all local.
Here's
He's so local that he has local cars almost running him over there.
He's in traffic. Here's the thing that Manuel does. He talks about local radio that neither of us understand and most people that are listening don't understand. He likes
local
to give
traffic.
Yeah, local traffic updates and took the 110 to the 91 East.
Didn't he talk about competitors once in the plumbing game?
Yes. He doesn't like Mike Diamond Plumbing. It's very local and it's very it's not evergreen sort of content for the whole audience. But let's see where he goes with this.
Santa Monica. F you. I don't know if you guys saw, Santa Monica, the city of, is trying to big time all of L.A. They're trying to impose a tax of some sort or something. They're calling it a congestion tax.
Oh, and from what wholeheartedly agree with these types of
saying,
things.
Yeah. They are trying to make everybody that will be coming in for business or pleasure.
Oh, good.
In the city of Santa Monica.
You know what? There's Santa Monica. There's one of the great Italian delis in all the world. It's called Bay City's Deli. And you go there and it is fucking so crowded every time you go there. And in addition, there's nowhere to fucking park. Mm. So if we could get some of the fucking cars off the road from so that people that commute in like me, hey, I'll pay a couple bucks. I'll pay a couple bucks to have a place to put my car. That's fine.
Like, yeah.
Let's clear this up.
New York City, by the way, I think is the first U.S. big city doing the congestion.
You got some police activity in Hoboken? You need to take cover?
Yeah. That's a fire truck. But I think if you go south of Central Park, it's now like $10.
Oh, really? Just to drive?
Just, yeah. But I mean, if you've ever had to, if you've ever made the decision, I'll take a cab or an Uber.
Yeah.
You got to do it. There's no fucking driving in New York City.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's so on my commute, there's a route I can take that's via a toll road that saves me about 15 minutes and it costs $7, which is a lot of money.
Right.
So I rarely do it, but you know what? Sometimes I do it.
Right. You pay for, you know, what you get.
There's a phrase, Ed. It's a three-word phrase. Time is money.
That's right.
And it is.
That's right.
Okay, let's, speaking of time.
So he doesn't like that Santa Monica, I guess, is charging his business. Driving.
Yeah, he's maybe because he's the plumbing truck, you know? He's got to go, he's got a lot of jobs in Santa Monica.
Then all you do is work that into the bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's customers ends up paying for it.
Of course.
Yep.
Like a congestion fee. People from SoCal know what's up. It's like what
traffic is up
on the 110.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's the 110 freeway.
So that it's not a freeway. It escapes my mind. You know, a toll road.
Oh, toll. Yeah, there's toll lanes on the 110. So if you're going downtown LA, these fucking cars stack up, but you can slide over to the left, and there's nobody driving in those lanes, and you got to pay. But you know what? That one's tricky. Because they don't tell you how much it costs, and it's a sliding scale. So if the traffic's real bad and you slide into those lanes on the left, just to go like a few miles, it costs you $10.
Okay.
But hey,
listen, there are too many fucking cars.
Yeah, you're trying to get everywhere. To a concert. Yeah, we don't all have a fucking helicopter like Kobe.
And where do you get away with calling himself the Black Mamba?
He made that up. He made up his own nickname.
That's a bullshit. No self nicknames. Doesn't work.
No, you're supposed to be given a nickname.
Right. He's the Veil Rapist. That's his nickname.
That's Eagle. The Eagle Colorado Base Ejaculator.
Okay. Now this is the same Santa Monica.
Oh, I can't it's do it enough. Anymore. It's just enough. Too much. I'm sorry.
Love yes. you. I profess there's my love for him on Twitter, yes. but no more traffic.
There's traffic in Santa Monica. I understand. Okay, let's see.
Too many cars need to charge.
We got other callers. Let's see what this other caller has to say.
Hey guys, bit behind. Just wanted to weigh in on a couple things. Okay. This is regarding the Dennis Rader's glasses episode. Anyway,
go back if you're not caught up. That's a few episodes. Go back and listen to Dennis Rader's glasses, and then once you listen to that, then you can come back and listen to this guy's.
Voice. I would say there's a good chance we reference Dennis Rader more than any other podcast.
I would think so. I don't think there's a lot of. There's definitely not a lot of podcasts.
That's not a BTK.
Yeah.
Interest.
There's not a lot of podcasts that are marketing themselves with a big picture of Dennis Rader. On that,
but if you just Google image search, he's a fascinating character to just look at.
Got him on his church computer.
Big fan of Matt Kuchar, but now I just see him as a cheap prick and a phony.
Oh, this right. is the story that'll never end.
But I love the piling on.
Yeah, I like it too. Also,
what a piece of shit that guy is.
Matt Kuchar made it to the final. There's a match play thing this weekend. I was watching it because Tiger was in there for a while. And it's kind of fun to watch match play because it's head to head. It's not like fucking strokes. It's like who's, you know, I'm going to win this hole. I don't know, whatever. But this Matt Kuchar, he was in it. And they said something to me. I had to fucking rewind the TV because they said, Matt Kuchar is 40 years old.
And I don't know what he looks like.
Well, you should Google a picture of him because you're going to look at him and you're going to go, how fucking old is this guy? Because he doesn't look 40 years old. He looks much older than that. He looks
49. What?
He looks 49 years old at least. 40 years he old?
He looks 40 years old 40 years ago.
What? That guy was a freshman when I was a senior. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's crazy. That's crazy. yeah, the story won't die.
He looks like he was part of the savings and loan scandal of the late 80s. He looks like one of those guys, like Charles Keating kind of.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Pretty much just undid all the goodwill he had built up in my mind. Always saw him autographing things for kids and this, but basically he's just a piece of shit. And then you're talking about the soup plantation asshole. Brother used to work in the restaurant. And he
hold on, just a quick to update people who may not have listened. I used to work at Soup Plantation, and I told a story about how every, I think it was Tuesday night. It was one of the slower nights of the week. So it was probably Tuesday or Wednesday. We closed at 9, and some son of a bitch would come every fucking Tuesday at like 8:58 and a half and walk in, and the whole salad bar would need to be set up. We couldn't start breaking anything down. He would come in and he'd fucking calmly and quietly make a salad. And also, this was a place that had to-go containers. Like, you could load up as much food as you wanted. You could get bags of food and leave with it if you wanted. But he didn't do that. He got a tray. He got a plate. He filled that plate with salad. He went over to the soup area. He fucking loaded up a couple different kinds of soup. He'd go over to the bakery. You get my point? He'd go to the bakery department. He'd get some of that focaccia bread. Maybe a fucking banana nut muffin.
That's pretty good stuff.
All of it. And then he'd sit there by him fucking self and eat the food while we all had to just wait. Because we're trying to leave. We're trying to go home.
You know,
had to wait for this asshole.
I don't know why I didn't think of this, but when I was making pizzas, we used to have a Sunday night right before closing, order like 2 large supers, which was the everything pizza. Which, first of all, I mean, most of the toppings I like fine, but when you're getting them all together, it's just a mess. Too many competing flavors. You don't need that much.
And it's also too wet. When you have all those onions and bell peppers and mushrooms.
But I like onion on a pizza if
so
I
do I. I like it too, but when you have everything,
much, right?
It's too much, it's too wet, it's piled up too much.
And pick same a type few of deal. Things. They would order at like 9 o'clock on a Sunday, and you'd have to get out all of the individual ingredients.
You also have to
scrub everything down. Because you're working with raw sausage and
I know this asshole.
Yeah, it's the same person. Different coast, but pretty much the same person doing this.
Totally agree with you.
Tell me about people like that. Basically, they got...
Oh, I hate to keep stopping this guy, but did you hear that about?
We got a fucking Canadian. God, we've got a friend in the Great White North.
Yes, Canadian listener. This is almost as good as our Central California lady listener who...
That's right. Hey, by the way, are we ever going to do that?
I know.
You watch the documentary?
No, I'm going to watch it. I'll try to watch it this weekend.
I've already started to forget it.
There's one scene I haven't forgotten. I'm balls deep in Maddie McCann right now. I need to finish up Maddie McCann.
What is that on? I could watch. I could go for it.
That's the one in Portugal.
Yeah, I know. Is that Netflix?
Hulu? Oh, yeah. It's Netflix. Netflix. Yeah. But we'll do I wouldn't suggest watching it. It's one of those ones that needs an editor. It's 8 episodes and it should have been like 3.5.
Which is just about everyone.
Yeah, it's too
long.
The old
Stephen Avery one. I know there's a season 2. My sister was like, hey, you should watch it. I can't. No. It's too many parts.
What? He did it.
I didn't do it.
He did
it. I didn't do it.
Yeah? Yeah?
I didn't do it.
Did I do it? Yeah? No.
No.
No,
Teresa, I didn't
Teresa
do
Halbach.
It.
Teresa Halbach. I don't know her. Never met her.
I didn't know it. I was framed. No, I
also, Adnan's back. And look, I will concede that Adnan didn't have the best representation.
Yeah, he should have been found not guilty because there were enough doubts.
But also, he did it. He's guilty.
Yeah.
He's guilty as fuck. And I'm sorry that people that don't have tremendous means can't get off from committing crimes. That they 100% did, like rich people. But he did it. So I don't care. I don't care that there's lots of holes in the case because he's guilty.
It was well established. His lawyer sucked.
Yes, she was on pills.
But it is not well established that anyone else did it.
No. It's always
and if you're
the
found,
boyfriend.
If you're found guilty, then you really need to prove who did it.
Yeah.
And you gotta, like,
show somebody else.
Somebody else has to, like, be very guilty.
Don't come at me with the dude from Lens Crafters. All right? We know he's got an alibi.
His mom, yeah, but the one thing is his mom was the alibi. She was his manager.
That's a problem. Yeah. Okay. I
learned from the HBO documentary, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to know that he really is stuck in jail and he's innocent, because that's more heartbreaking.
I know. But he is. He did it.
That's two lives. But, you know, from the podcast, it certainly seemed like he was guilty.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he did it. Okay, I'm not going to interrupt this delightful Canadian anymore. Let's let him finish.
One of two things. They'd either get the dirty coffee mug or they get the Cobb salad. And basically the Cobb salad was he'd go in the cooler, invite the boys in. He put his dick in there and then tossed the salad with the cob in it. And
I've made a lot of food, a lot of places. My dick has never, no matter how much of an asshole somebody was, my dick never touched their food.
There was a few people who got that on a pretty regular basis. The final.
Were you going to tell the story where somebody wanted to dirty dick Geraldo's food that one time and you wouldn't let him?
No, but I remember a friend's dad used to piss in the supermarket pickle jar. You remember that? You remember that? Like in the supermarkets, they just have the loose pickles.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't trust them. Shut yeah, because urine can just get away with you. Yeah. You can get away with it there.
Oh my god!
You can't like walk by the pickle jar and be like, "Hey, who pissed in here?" You wouldn't know.
No, you would never. You'd never know.
Yeah. So I would just say, take your chances with sealed up pickle containers.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
I love a good pickle too.
But yeah, I love a
delicious pickle.
That was a real racist piece of shit who tried to spit in Geraldo's pizza. And then we just threw it out and then made a new one.
That poor Geraldo. Like, you got to deal with that as a celebrity, and that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I know. He just happened to have two people who felt that went too far that night.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. There might have been some other bastard there.
Right. Well, this guy was a real – I mean, he was like the missing link, this guy from my high school that I worked with.
He's in prison now for sure.
Yeah. His brother definitely went to jail.
Yeah, I'm sure.
More of a story. And Ed, you did an awesome pirate impersonation, and it kind of brought this joke out from my memory. So this pirate walks into a bar.
He's telling a joke.
Got a steering wheel stuck out his zipper. Bartender says, "Hey, do you realize you got a steering wheel stuck out your zipper?" And the pirate says, "Arr, and it's driving me nuts." Take care. Love the show.
I don't even remember doing pirates, but yeah, that was a good call.
Thank you, delightful Canadian guy. I'm going to Google.
Did we get a name?
No, he didn't leave a name. I'm going to Google his. Why am I cutting out? I'm going to fucking great lengths to cut and paste his fucking. I could have just typed it in.
Calgary. I'm guessing Calgary.
So I was going to guess Alberta as well, because he kind of sounds like my friend Gordy, who's from Alberta. 519. Oh, wait. Area code. Oh, Ed. Toronto.
Toronto.
Ontario.
He's a metropolitan.
Yes.
Cat.
The big city. Not the capital.
No, but that's the main one.
Right. It's the big city. Most of us think it's the capital. Not the capital. Ottawa is actually the capital, where our delightful friend Lisa Bizzle, who sells videos to our friend Paul, lives.
Hang on. I thought she was from...
She's from Newfoundland, Newfoundland.
Oh.
But she lives in Ottawa.
Oh, she lives in Ottawa. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that unnamed Canadian call. Okay, we got to get through. We got one more. Let's get through these. I think we might have two more.
Hey, ballers, living that lifestyle. You know, you guys have been doing this, 280 weeks? I can't even put together.
This was last week.
That's Stu from last week, right? Okay. So I thought there were more. I wonder if they made it over. Anyway, callers, thank you very much. Okay, let's do a couple email. This is the subject. I only included the subject because he made a typo in it. Question for a certain listening. Easy Edward Daly and Bri Beckner.
Not, is this Manuel?
Not to hijack the show, but I have a plumbing question for Manuel in Gardena.
I thought it was Gardenia.
It's Gardenia in the song.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Funnier, which makes it even funnier. The city is called Gardena. When I turn the hot water on in the bathroom sink.
So we went from like local issues to like very micro issues, like inside of somebody's bathroom now.
When I turn the hot water on in the bathroom sink, it goes, but almost immediately drops down to a dribble. Can you give me some help, or does the local plumbing and pipe fitters union frown upon unpaid labor? I'm sure they do. Thanks. Keep the voicemails coming. Okay, that's from a Manuel fan, Dean, who is either no longer in Omaha or he is in Omaha. He's somewhere in the Midwest.
Now, two things. One, I really have the utmost respect for anybody who knows how to, like, fix shit.
Yeah.
Because when we bought our first apartment, like, I think my dad gave me, like, a book that this is the same, the updated version of a book that he's used over the years that, hey, if your toilet does this, or, and I tried on, like, several different occasions and just made the situation worse. And so I have to hire people to do everything.
Yeah.
I can't fucking fix anything. I just got rid of the book.
Yeah.
So I'm not tempted to fix anything. I just can't do it.
So I worked for a few years at a hardware store as a younger man.
I love the
man.
Smell of hardware stores.
Yeah. And here's here's what it's like to be 18 and working at a hardware store. Here's me. Oh, this is one of these. Here's how you fix it. You take this and you unscrew this part, and then you just screw this part and you attach this wire here, and then it's fine. And then they look at you because they don't understand what you're saying, and they go, is there someone older that could maybe that might know? And I'm like, well, I know, and I just told you. That's how you do it. Well, but yeah, but is there like a manager who's
right,
a little
somebody
older?
Somebody knows things?
Yeah, and I go, I'll get him for you, but he's going to tell you what I just told you. Anyway, so I know about shit. I can do, but the thing is, I rent.
I can do landscaping because I got hired by a rich guy to do all his landscaping for him.
There's nothing worse than landscaping. You can do the actual worst part.
I used to linger sometimes. Oh. I would linger. It never worked, but I tried.
No, you're a little young for that. Hey ballers, thought you might be able to find some humor in my current situation. I read this before. This is from our anonymous emailer who called before or who emailed us before that he was stuck working in his father-in-law's business and also had to hang out with his father-in-law every weekend.
Like his whole life was wrapped up in the in-laws.
Yeah. Thought you might be able to find some humor in my current situation. I'm heading to Vegas with my father-in-law for a convention and will be sharing a room. Also, we are parked on the 15 freeway outside of Baker. That's like the last town before you get into Nevada. And have watched two helicopters land on the freeway.
Uh-oh.
The upside is Fox News is on a loop on satellite radio. If you guys don't hear from me after this, I'm sure you can fill in the blanks.
Oh, poor guy.
That's from Anonymous. That sounds fantastic. Okay. Thank you to all the emailers. Thank you to all the voicemailers. Thank you to everybody. Ed, we have been doing
one thing back to this guy's situation.
Yeah.
Have you ever been at – because when he said I'm heading to Vegas with my father-in-law, before he said work, I was thinking like bachelor party. The bachelor parties where the dad or father-in-law are there,
yeah,
is so fucking odd to me.
Been there.
I've been at. Been I've there. Never not for my own, but I've been at these events and like There's a stripper, or like one time we were in some sort of Elks club.
Oh my where God.
Essentially they just hired two hookers and a big thuggish looking guy who's going to mash somebody's face in if they don't pay him $500.
Yeah.
And like there's lines for blowjobs and there's the so dad awkward. And then the old man is in the room.
So awkward.
I mean, beyond the fact that I would never get
of course
in,
not. Of course
in
not.
A line for this bullshit, but there people will do it or watching the groom to be get a lap dance while the wife's father is like cheering on is very fucking awkward.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm glad it's just for work because that's what I thought he was heading to Vegas with his father-in-law for.
Yeah, even worse.
So, all right, so back to you.
Hold on.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A mind of joy on DVD.
Somebody on our Facebook group just posted the other day, I'm watching Troy, which I thought was very funny. So Ed, we've been counting down. We've been playing off the top sitcoms of the 1990s. Last year we did the 1980s. This year we're doing the 1990s. The NCAA tournament is down to the final four. Let me guess who's in the final four of the NCAA tournament right now, Ed.
Okay.
Number one, Virginia. Tony Bennett.
They did.
40 Minutes of Hell.
I was really, really hope. No, that's Nolan Richardson. But I was really hoping they would lose again in the first round.
Doesn't he play like a slow
Virginia,
down?
By the way.
He's a defensive coach.
Yes, which means they're always in danger.
Yeah,
but
boring games.
Really boring. And you should know, at least at their football games, they show up with fucking ties on. These
are terrible
students.
He wears a tie.
No. But I'm saying, the students wear ties to football games to their 4-8 football team. UVA, the worst.
It's the oldest. Is it not the oldest?
Yeah, and it's just they put Thomas Jefferson on everything. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
It's the oldest university in the country.
You're just a boring basketball team. But yes, they're a one seed. They win a shitload of games in the regular season. But
My Bruins are going to try to hire him away at the end of the season. Okay.
They're vulnerable because they play that low scoring.
Now, I don't know who's playing whom, but I know the teams.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know who's playing whom, but I know the teams.
Okay. One, Virginia. Two, Auburn.
Yeah, which they
Bruce Pearl.
Smoked UNC.
Yeah,
like, out
and
of
then,
nowhere.
But their best player got hurt, or the guy that was tearing up the game got hurt.
He had like a 20-10 game and then blew out his knee with a minute to go.
That sucks. Bruce Pearl, very orange, and it was very – that was apropos because he used to be the coach of Tennessee, and he would wear an orange suit, and he has orange skin.
Yeah. These wins will be vacated.
Yes. The other side – hold on. Virginia, Auburn.
There's a real weird one in there.
Michigan State.
Yeah, they
Michigan
beat Duke.
State. Tom Izzo. Is Michigan State, let me guess, they have one super tall white guy that gets a lot of rebounds and can also shoot the three?
No, he's like their two. The white guy is a two guard.
Oh,
Matt McQuaid.
Oh, okay.
But they're a good team. I mean, he's a fucking great coach. They had the Big Ten Player of the Year as a point guard.
And the last team I happen to know is Texas Tech.
Lubbock, the weird
Texas.
One.
Yeah, that is
now,
crazy.
Now, when people would talk about, this guy, it's a feel-good story. And then I saw he got his big break when he was Bob Knight's assistant for like 8 years. And Bob Knight was a huge
piece of shit.
So
huge piece of shit. Yeah.
I don't know anything about this guy, but it makes me not want to cheer for him when Bob Knight is the ticket to his.
Got to agree. Got it. He strangles people. Okay, so in our tournament, what's the final four?
First half, the West region, We were chalk, one seed Frazier, beat News Radio in the Elite Eight.
Ah, News Radio, good show.
Right, so Frazier had a tough Elite Eight matchup, but won. And then, and the other Midwest, who they're playing, Married with Children, had they had a tougher in the Sweet 16. They beat Wings, but then they beat upset Parker Lewis Can't Lose. There was some real trash at the bottom of that bracket, though.
Yeah.
So Married with Children versus Frazier, both one seeds from their regions, the Midwest and West.
Boy, two iconic shows. Frasier ran a long time. A lot of people watched it. He had that gay brother that was on there.
Yeah. What I would say about these shows, I would say Frasier, the greatest spinoff of all time because it was Cheers.
Yep.
It probably had stronger writing.
Yes.
And it had some good actors and good performances, but to me, Married with Children was such a kind of a game changer, unique. I don't know if it was quite as tight in writing, but there was something about the whole aura of the show.
It was completely different. It was the only reason it was on the air was because it was Fox. Fox was launching a network. They didn't,
you know, like Al Bundy is just such a different kind of cat.
They were throwing shit at the wall, and they had this Married with Children thing that was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
It should never have worked, but they hired all the right people. The fucking actors were fantastic.
Yeah.
You lost a little bit when Steve left, and...
I gotta say, I did like Jefferson too.
He was all right. He was all right. Newport Harbor High School Zone.
Steve was great. Yeah.
Ted McGinley showed up, and you thought, "Well, this is it for this show." But they did hold on. They ran for a while, and I gotta agree with you. Married with Children defeats Frasier,
but a tough matchup. Frasier was a good show.
Two heavyweights standing in the middle of the ring, throwing hands, leaving it all on the mat.
Yeah, so Married with Children in the final.
Yep.
Now, the other Final Four matchup, I think, is tougher. Okay. You had the two seed out of the Northeast, the Friends bracket. The two seed, Seinfeld, beat Get a Life in the Elite Eight.
Yep.
Versus a six seed that got out of a shaky region with Murphy Brown, the one seed, going down.
It was an easy road.
It beat Spin City in the Elite Eight. A good show, but it was clearly going to advance. Larry Sanders, six seed.
Great show. Great show.
So we got Larry Sanders versus Seinfeld. And that's a tough one.
Yeah.
And my thought, or do you want to go, or?
Well, I love Larry Sanders. I think it is, again, very high concept. Very
one of my favorite shows of all time.
Very aspirational, just not the kind of thing that you could ever picture getting made. It was fantastic. Had all the right people in all the right places. There was fucking David Spade was popping up. What's his name? Piven. Janine Garofalo. Like just all
I like that dickish head writer who he's been in shit, but like he was real dickish towards the gay guy. He hated women. He was a great character.
Rip Torn was fucking just before he drank himself to death. I mean, I think he's still alive, but Jeffrey Tambor before he got handsy. It's a really good show. It's an amazing show. But Ed,
what
we are talking about? Fucking Seinfeld.
Right.
I mean, it's a behemoth. It's just too good, too big. It never wasn't funny. It was fucking amazing. And it still fits the confines of the genre sitcom. I gotta go with Seinfeld.
I agree. The thing with Seinfeld is there are so many iconic episodes and are, I mean, Curb Your Enthusiasm does it, but it's so hitting on things. It's hitting on things that you don't realize bother you, the close talker or those types of things. There's so many incidents that you're like, holy shit, that is, yeah, those people are annoying.
Muffin tops.
They hit on all these things that you think about but don't realize are significant in your head.
The pirate shirt. How about when Jerry had that one girlfriend that wore a bra as a shirt?
Or just, you know, or they had these silly concepts that might not have been true to life, but it makes you think, like when he fucks the cleaning lady and then she just leaves without cleaning and he realized he just paid her to be a prostitute.
Yes.
The show.
You know that really happened to one of the writers.
Like, of course it did. And there was a great episode where the guy buys a used car because the used car dealer shows him the title and it's John Voight. But it's spelled J-O-H-N instead of J-O-N. And that really, I saw a little behind the scenes and the writer goes, yeah, I bought a car one time because John Voight owned it and it was the wrong spelling of the name and it wasn't pointed out to me for like 2 weeks. Just like
there's a pencil in the glove box that's been bitten, and George insists those are John Voight's bite marks.
That show is iconic and just top notch. Holds up pretty well. Yes. Most of the things. I mean, I know people talk about if you had a cell phone that most of those dilemmas,
of course,
absolved.
That's a different time.
That's anything.
Yes, totally. I mean. Jerry was getting ass despite that haircut, despite having his pants fucking pulled up to his nipples. Like, it's crazy.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus was amazing. That show wins, and I think it wins.
Yes, it goes on. Two iconic shows head-to-head, but Seinfeld, it's just one of those years where they're just head and shoulders above the group. The rest of the shows also very good. But Seinfeld goes on to take the title, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, 90s sitcom tournament champion, Seinfeld.
There you go. The ball is. Why is this song such like a necessary part of the NCAA tournament? It's so terrible. It's a terrible song.
Nothing worse, though, than Jim Nance awarding his tie
that's like this random tradition that started like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he gives his tie. Hey, I'm Jim Nance. And you know the guy's like, who? Who the fuck are you? Oh, yeah, you're the guy that sits over there.
Right, so if Michigan State wins and Cassius Winston is the MOP, it's not MVP, MOP. Yeah.
Yes.
And then like Jim Nance is like, yeah, here's my tie. Oh, thanks. That means absolutely nothing to me.
Here's a show pitch. This is something, this could be a YouTube thing. We'd need to get some backers and it need to be kept a secret. I'm not even sure I should let this out, but I'm going to say it anyway. We get $50,000 in cash in a briefcase and we show up unexpectedly to the homes of players who have been given Jim Nance's tie before and go, we knock on the door and whoever,
where's the tie?
Whoever answers the door and we go, hey, we're here. Here's $50,000. I don't need you to give it to me. I just need you. I have a picture of it here. I need you to please produce for me Jim Nance's tie, and I will give you the suitcase full of money.
Is there any chance it leaves the locker room?
No.
They probably wipe their ass with it. They take a shit and wipe their ass.
This Jim Nance has such a giant ego that he thinks one of these fucking guys gives a fuck about his tie. Yeah,
I bet if you truly got to the bottom of it, Jim Nance thinks his tie is framed on somebody's wall.
Of course he does. It's insane. It's not like he's Michael Jordan. He's a fucking broadcaster. These guys don't give a fuck about you.
He's a guy with corny lines. Hello, friends.
Yes, hello.
My college roommate was Fred Couples, and I've got nothing to offer the world.
Sorry, no. Okay, Ed, that was a fantastic tournament. Great job putting that together. I could never have done that. Very fun.
Yeah, we are definitely, I said it before, we are definitely not doing 2000s.
No, there's not.
After
enough.
Arrested Development, I don't know.
We'd have to have like happen. The Hills and yeah. the Real Housewives.
Yeah, but we're not doing it. We got to, yeah. we'll find something else.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do. I like the game show idea that somebody sent in. I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. Okay, Ed, what is going on? Let's burn through these.
All right, let's burn through
topics.
It. Former Rutgers coach Greg Schiano abruptly resigns from Patriots staff to spend more time with, quote, faith and family.
Oh, something's about to happen.
So he got caught with a hooker, right?
Well, you're going to find out something very negative about Greg Schiano very soon. What?
Right,
remember he got the job at Tennessee and then he had to quit immediately? What did he do?
Well, no. Like, you know, the insiders have the rumor and they apparently were flying him in and they really were about to offer him the job. And the boosters, all these people were like, you're not hiring fucking Greg Schiano to be our next coach. And so they just had revolt. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's great.
But anyway, spend more time with faith and family.
Yeah,
what are you just going to like pray in a room?
Yeah. Pray the gay away.
Something went down and I want to know why.
Yeah.
A Celtics fan got caught calling DeMarcus Cousins the N-word.
In Boston? I'm not buying it. Yeah. I'm 100%. I don't believe it. No way.
You know how these clubs have been giving people lifetime bans?
Yeah. Yeah.
Celtics gave him a year and a half ban.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
In 2007, Tim Hardaway had a rant about gays and how he hates them and he would never allow them to be on his team. Now he's blaming that 2007 rant on the fact that he hasn't gotten into the Hall of Fame and he wants us to feel bad because he's come around.
I just feel like I wouldn't have I mean, I remember it. But
now he's jogging our memory.
Right. If you would have said yesterday to me, hey, what do you think about Tim Hardaway? I'd be like, oh, man, that crossover. Like, he was that backcourt with him and Chris Mullin. Like, the guy was good. I would never go, oh, right, he hates gay people. Like, that's gone away. Like, I don't think he needed to bring that up. And I definitely don't think, like, whoever votes for the Basketball Hall of Fame. And the Basketball Hall of Fame is one of those weird ones where it's a pretty weak Hall of Fame. It's, like, all of basketball.
Because I went to a wedding not too far from there. Yeah. And so I was like, well, we're close to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Might as well check it out. And I've been to Cooperstown, and it's awesome. Like, it's just, it just has a better aura about it.
And it's the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. It's the NFL Hall of Fame. And the basketball is like it's like international basketball. Like, there's everybody. There's ladies in it. You know, it's a weird Hall of Fame. I think, I don't know what the criteria is. It seemed like Tim Hardaway should be a Hall of Famer.
You would think, but I'm fine making him sweat because you remember him in his Run TMC days, but I remember him as the point guard to Alonzo Mourning's Miami Heat.
Yeah, I mean,
and he was a real piece of shit, so he can go fuck himself.
Yeah. That's when they were playing games in the 80s, and they were elbowing guys coming down the lane.
But the one thing about the Basketball Hall of Fame is in the first display when I went there was a picture in the display case that was peeling off, and you could see scotch tape.
Yeah, that's great.
Was not holding it. It was a real ghetto Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, he's a Charger receiver, right?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. He responded to Le'Veon Bell's Twitter post about his new rap song, and he called it trash, and Le'Veon Bell was pretty hurt.
Now, I haven't heard it, but I got to side with Keenan Allen here.
I'm sure it is. And I read a whole profile, maybe it was Sports Illustrated or something, of Le'Veon Bell's year away from football and how he was hitting the studio. And it seemed pretty lame. But I will say, he responded to Keenan Allen on Twitter. It's like, you have my number. You could have just texted me. I mean, why do you have to tell all your followers that I'm trash? It was pretty dickish.
I mean, that is true. What do you say? I got to keep it banned, bro.
Yeah.
and then he just put the trash emoji.
Yeah, he just put the trash can emoji. So Kevin Love was on Instagram, and he was even like responding to people telling him he was drunk. And then the game the next day or that night, he was listed out with shoulder soreness.
I mean, it's the end of the season, and he's on the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just he makes a lot of money, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't care that much, but yeah. Probably not a good idea to announce to the world you're drunk on social media right before you're about to be out.
It is kind of unprofessional to even be drunk on the day before a game. Well, like that's I know guys right. do it, but I don't. I just think that's like.
But just don't say that? Like actually write the words "I'm drunk."
Yeah, just, no, I agree. Just
keep them guessing.
I always deny I'm drunk. Like I don't. I live with somebody that always wants to go like, "Oh my god, you're so buzzed right now," and I'm like, "No, I'm not." And then she's like, "Or I mean, this person might."
Some unnamed person.
Right. She's, or that person is like, "You're wasted. You're so wasted right now." And I'm like, "I am fucking not drunk." And the thing is, I am a little bit drunk, but I just, you know, I don't like being called out for it. So I always deny it.
But, right. Why ruin the buzz?
Yeah. I never say I'm drunk. I always deny.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
What else?
Fair.
Yeah.
So non-sports. So these college drama students, I think it was like University of Hartford. They were trying to recreate the stabbing scene from a 2004 Ashton Kutcher movie called The Butterfly Effect. And so one student really got into character and he stabbed two of his classmates.
Well, I mean, you had to know something was up if people are trying to recreate a scene from an Ashton Kutcher movie.
If it was "Dude, Where's My Car?", you just think they're being silly one day. But
yeah. That
was one of those movies where he was trying to cross over. He was trying to show you range.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not just the 70s guy.
Yeah. And this Ashton Kutcher, I always think about this. Ashton Kutcher, he's like very handsome.
He is.
And he's got a twin brother.
What?
That's like not handsome.
Oh, I didn't. I often think about Blake Griffin had a twin brother on his Oklahoma team.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever got a sniff at the NBA. That's got to be a tough one.
I knew two guys that were twins. I was acquainted with two guys that were twins. And one of them became an NFL. They both played college football. They both played receiver. One guy went to the NFL and he played for like 12 years in the NFL. And I knew the other brother better. And I was always like, got the fucking same DNA. You got exactly the same DNA. How the fuck is that guy a professional football player and you're not? That must drive you crazy.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Also, can you imagine going to any sort of drama production and they're like, "Yeah, we're recreating a scene from The Butterfly Effect."
Yeah, that's crazy.
What?
I feel like I was on the Ashton Kutcher show punked. Am I being
exactly.
punked?
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a beach in France, and for the last 3 decades, old Garfield phones have been washing up on the beaches.
I love this story.
And they just figure it out why. They just could not find out. And then finally they realized like, buried beneath some sort of reef or something was a container that fell off a cargo ship.
That was always the hypothesis. There were always
they
like,
could never
maybe
find it.
Yeah, maybe it's from a shipping container, and it turns out there was one not
that
far
away. Wedged.
They were talking to some woman that like cleans up the beach, and she was saying every week for like 30 years they would find at least one Garfield phone on the beach.
And it's, can you imagine how terrible a person must be to have a Garfield phone?
Yeah.
I mean, I get if you're 8 years old, you don't know better, but there were adults.
That's a real something from a bygone time. Phones shaped like things.
Oh, like the football helmet.
Yeah. The shoe phone.
Yeah.
like, it was pretty badass. I feel like Silver Spoons, like the Ricker, I feel like he had some special kind of phone. And it was like, it was an aspirational thing to have a badass. Meanwhile, they were always the worst phone and you could barely hear a person on the other end. They were not good phones.
I remember getting some sort of Sports Illustrated phone.
Yeah.
It wasn't a helmet, but it was some
sort
of –
I think it was a football.
And my – I mean, we only had like two lines in my house and my parents were like, no, this is garbage. So we never – we never actually used it. We used it for like one day.
Wow. Wow. Ed, while we're here, let's I'm just gonna I don't know if you heard anything.
I heard some ruckus, but we've got some stories that I think she will be involved. She would like to be involved.
I mean, oftentimes you will hear a background ruckus when she shows up to the studio. And I was on our
Bring the motherfucking ruckus
subreddit today.
Oh yeah.
And on our subreddit, people get a little perturbed. Last week,
yeah, like we had anything to do with it.
Fancy Sauce was waylaid, and they were like, "Free Fancy."
That's not our fault.
Just an average show without Fancy. 7 out of 10, and I'm like, dude, it's like she texts me in the middle of the show. I can't make it. What am I supposed to do? She's here this week.
I'm here. We did our bringing my female energy.
Yes. Yes, your big tits energy.
Brian.
What? Oh, it's like big dick energy, right?
Yeah,
oh,
big,
sorry.
Yeah,
I don't mean to reduce you in any way.
Well,
we're joined now by our very own pop culture correspondent. Of course, it's everybody's favorite, Fancy Sauce. Fancy, how are you?
I'm sorry that I was not able to make it last week.
You were late.
Can you confirm we had nothing to do with it?
You guys had nothing to do with it.
We didn't do it.
I wasn't locked in the basement.
You were willing.
Like other times.
Yes, you were willing. Well, yes, if you talk back, that's what happens. Ed.
Yeah, we've got some stuff that I think Kay would enjoy. Percentage of Americans not having sex at an all-time high, according to a recent survey.
Yeah.
I blame devices.
I blame wives.
The one thing that I wonder, I blame the rules of my stupid household. No,
I blame children.
I do wonder when I think about if I went to college in the age of Tinder or all those sites.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that add to
be
sex?
Fucking.
What's going on?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because there were definitely freshman night on a Wednesday, like a random bar night. And you're thinking, hey, this would be perfect if I can line something up.
They probably didn't pull college kids.
I think Kate's kind of right. Is that people are Fortniting? They're not out fucking as much as they need to be.
There have been video games since 1980.
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying there's more people are doing.
Is it
more
Netflix? Is there
virtually?
Just more,
yes.
Is it more just people are just there's too many options at home?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, there's too many like home entertainment options. We're lazy. We don't get out enough.
Which is even a bigger bummer
socialize.
For me, because if I was in that age group, I'd be out there scooping it up.
Yeah, fish in a barrel out there.
I'd show up. You'd be like, hey, Brian, what's that? What's that? You got a soup spoon there? What is that thing? And I'd be like, oh, I brought my ladle. To the bar? What do you need a ladle at the bar?
What?
Because I'm going to scoop it up.
What, like you come to the bar with a giant
ladle? That was a cool setup for that joke.
Where do you get that giant giant ladle from?
I'm going to bring my ladle. Thank you, Ed. I'm going to bring my ladle.
Wait,
I'm going to come right into the bar.
Where do you get a giant ladle?
He's a prop comic now. He's essentially Carrot Top. Yeah.
Those are regular ladles.
No, we had huge ones. We had huge ones
at
Super
Plantation. Not for scooping people up.
Well, that's what I'm going to use.
Well, it's not big enough.
It's good size. I'm going to
bring
it in.
Seems like a weapon. You'd probably, somebody would call the police.
Most ill-conceived
Brian, what are you doing with that big-ass spoon? I'm going to scoop it up.
So there was an Alabama congressman that named Mo Brooks who was
– let me guess. He was racist.
No, he wasn't racist. He was just trying to defend our president by quoting Mein Kampf.
That'll do the trick.
But my favorite story, not because this guy is an elected official, but because there's a never-ending supply of people who are still trying to just use Hitler's good points.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You
know, Hitler wasn't all bad.
My struggle. He built a lot of roads.
Loved his dog.
That's right. He was a vegetarian.
New York City dentist.
Weird dick.
Who traded root canals for meth was sentenced to 10 years in the pokey.
Was that to like juice his business where he's like, hey, I'll give you some meth for a root canal. And then it was like, then they'd be back later for another root canal.
Imagine having a root canal on meth.
Oh yeah. That would be
isn't meth cheap? Isn't that the whole thing with meth?
Yeah. I mean, it's cheaper than heroin.
I'm not in the meth market, but I think,
cause you can like make it yourself. Coke. It's real cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't, there's no import fees.
Yeah, speaking of people trying to talk up Hitler, I had an exchange with a coworker today about Michael Jackson came up.
Oh, no.
And
people are serious about this
shit. I made a comment along the lines of people find it very hard to reconcile that someone can be really good at dancing and singing but also be a bad person.
Yeah.
And this person said or maybe not be a bad person. He just did bad things.
Oh, interesting. And that's interesting rationalization.
Well, I'm pretty sure those bad things make you a bad person.
Hitler, are the worst things.
Hitler, like Hitler.
Good guy.
Just did a few bad things.
Built up that infrastructure. Put Germany back to work.
He was a good guy who did some
bad
things.
Could grow facial hair. Things,
you know?
So.
Ruined that mustache for everybody.
You know, the thing about Michael Jackson is like there were Michael Jackson jokes 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It was out there. Or like I mean the what did Michael Jackson and Campbell's soup have in common? Both come in small cans. That was a joke from like 30 years ago.
I feel like I've heard that before.
What do Michael Jackson and Mervyn's have in common? All little boys' pants half off.
What is Michael Jackson's favorite college? Brigham Young.
Why did Michael Jackson have to quit the Boy Scouts? Because he was up to a pack a day.
Oh my God. We just tell dad jokes now.
Well, this is not dads. This is about a mom, a Notre Dame mom. She begged female students to stop wearing leggings. Oh, think of the mothers of sons, she pleads. The Notre Dame students responded by all wearing leggings.
Yeah. Leggings?
Can you imagine this like, guy?
Yeah. Whoever invented leggings.
Wait, why did she want girls to stop wearing leggings?
She's raising Christian sons.
Yeah, it was she's making all the dicks hard.
Yeah, think this, of her who, son.
Whoever invented leggings / yoga pants.
Yep.
This dude is such a fucking hero. Like, he should get a
How do you know it was a dude?
I mean,
because it was definitely a dude.
It was a dude. Whoever, I don't know. This dude or lesbian, okay.
I mean, they're
hold on,
comfortable.
Hold on. This
they're
man,
comfortable, so it could have been a woman.
This man or lesbian that invented leggings is such a hero to me and all men that he
because you can
or
see
she,
without being creepy because it's right there for you.
Yes. Oh, you should.
I just Googled who invented leggings.
It's definitely a dude.
It's got
just like the dude who invented bikinis. It was a dude.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Well, he invented spandex.
That's right, he did.
Does he count?
Was it Mr. DuPont, the guy that tried to fuck all his wrestlers? John DuPont?
No, his name is Joseph Shivers.
Oh. Well, good for him. Spandex is great.
Brian, you need to play this video, this last story.
All right.
A Toledo, Ohio news team tried to speak in teen slang. And why don't you play it, and we'll decide how it went.
Toledo, Ohio. These guys are pretty cool. Let's check it out.
Good morning, students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. 100P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking? Oh,
now, hold on.
Stopped right before a great part.
No, hold on. I'm gonna replay it, but I just have to set you up. It's these super nerdy white people, and then they throw to a black guy, and you're like, oh, finally somebody's going to save it. But it turns out he's a black nerd.
Better than, oh,
We're talking term. FOMO won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
So get a good night's sleep, do your best, in fact, be extra, extra.
We here at WTOL are be proud of you.
Good luck
on your test, TPS students.
Oh, no.
That weatherman should be on a watch list. He is so terrifying.
The only thing they didn't have in there was bust down Tatiana.
Oh, man. There wasn't one person there who just could say, you know what, I think we shouldn't do this.
They were all way into it. None of them were faking it.
They were on board.
Yes,
100%. Okay, Kate, so good to have you back. What is going on?
Well, it's good to be back. I feel like I've been gone for a while. I've got a lot of feedback in my head, in my cans. Not those cans, these ones.
It's Korean fun. Oh, I hope Kate's got this to read, cause it's all I need.
It's a fucking jam. It's a jam and a half.
Okay, Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture?
Speaking of pals of Hitler, remember Benito Mussolini?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Il Duce.
They hung him in the public square.
And his wife.
Yeah.
And they dragged him through the streets, I think. Too.
Yeah, they did.
His daughter, Alessandra Mussolini, who is a politician, Italian politician, has been getting in beefs with Jim Carrey on Twitter.
Is that
somebody stop me?
When they oust a dictator, don't they murder his whole family?
That's what they did with the Bolsheviks,
right?
And but not, you don't not hear with the Bolsheviks with the. The Rasputin people, whatever.
Yes, right. You don't hear about Dave Hitler running around going, hey, my dad had some good ideas. FYI, he built some roads.
Hey, yeah. Dave Hitler, for all your tire needs, come to Dave Hitler.
I notice you don't really hear that surname too often anymore.
No.
I feel like
Mussolini? Maybe people are changing their names. So
she's beefing with Jim Carrey.
The infamous dictator's granddaughter took offense to a political sketch that Carrey did. I didn't know he sketched. The drawing, which he tweeted, depicts Benito Mussolini and his mistress Clarita hanging upside down after their executions in 1945. And Alessandra Mussolini replied with the tweet that said, "You are a bastard."
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was her dad.
Pointing out some low points in U.S. history, such as slavery, the genocide of Native people.
I mean, she's got a point.
And the nuclear bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, okay, can't really take that. Yeah.
But it wasn't that Jim Carrey was saying we're good at that.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Ayo, what about that bombing? Ayo.
Right.
that was a false equivalency. I get that.
So Carrey has not replied, but Alessandra has been getting into it in the comments.
Yes.
Well,
Jim Carrey's nuts, but he's pretty funny, and he's very – politically active these days. He's an agitator.
Right, there was that time in 2000.
We're not talking about debating how we tax people. We're talking about being on the right side or wrong side of Mussolini. This is not a controversial stance he took.
His daughter is Il Duce. Was a politician who dabbles in fascism as well.
Oh,
cool.
She's a fan of Donald Trump.
Apple doesn't fall far.
Once abruptly left an Italian political party because his leader denounced fascism as the absolute evil.
Ayo! I'm not standing up to this.
There was a time in 2006 when she responded to a transgender critic who called her a fascist by saying something in Italian, which roughly translates to better fascist than faggot. So she sounds charming.
Wow.
So hey, yo, radio voice
have
that
some
I do.
Gabagool. I don't talk back to chicks with dicks. Hey, yo.
Bring me some more ragu.
Hey, Mussolini was a fuckface.
Yeah, I know he's a bad guy. I didn't know that they were allowed to have heirs.
Yeah, I just like you. I thought they're supposed to just get all of the family members out.
Someone should tweet that.
Or
at her.
It's like the boys in Brazil. Like you still have those feelings, but you've disappeared to another place. Like you're not in the public eye
anymore. Yeah,
no, they're politicians there.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, do El Chapo's kids have to go on the run undercover?
No, they're starting a clothing line.
I am jealous of the way El Chapo can grow facial hair.
Like a Mexican Ed Hardy style?
Yeah. They're having like an El Chapo brand clothes.
Clothing. So I saw an article where they had like El Chapo, you know, his issues over the last few years. And he had no mustache. And then 2 weeks later, he had the thickest mustache of all time.
Son of a bitch. That's really annoying.
Brian's very jealous.
Took me 6 months.
El Chapo's.
I wouldn't be a beard mustache guy all the time, but it would be cool if I had a quick option. Hey, this week I feel like having a mustache. And then this guy can grow the thickest mustache ever.
Same. I got to plan it out.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some, you guys.
Yeah. What else, Kate?
Okay, do you want funny or sad?
Let's go sad first.
Speaking of that, hold on. I forgot that we had email to read.
Oh, okay.
For Kate to share with Kate.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ballers just finished the documentary / comedy Legend of Cocaine Island, and damn,
I saw that in my queue.
If it didn't live up to what I've heard since yesterday, would love to hear your feedback if you watched it. Also, I was having a debate at work about the hottest actresses in the business and had to ask all your top three. Looks, not talent. Well, obviously. But my three all have both. I have an order. Well, his number one, big sleeper.
It's a sleeper. Good one, but sleeper.
Yeah. Bridget Moynihan. Haven't heard from her in a minute.
Tom Brady's ex?
Yes. Number two.
I think she's on that Tom Selleck show.
I think she is too. Blue Bloods. Yeah. Number two. Margot Robbie.
She would be
in Aussie.
She's a top three for me.
Yeah.
Bang. That scene in Wolf of Wall Street. Oh my goodness.
Come on. The leg opening. Number three, Kate Beckinsale, just edging out Rachel McAdams. Interesting list. What say you all? I think that's my shortest email ever. Keep up the great work. Love the bracket bait. Breakdown, # Patreon member. That's from our friend David in Salt Lake for work. Who are my top three? Kate, you'd be better at this than me.
Well, you like Rachel Weitz.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, that's a good one.
You like Jen Aniston.
Yes, also. Mm-hmm, I like both of them.
Who else do you like?
I don't know. All of them.
I have some dated ones. In the sense that I haven't seen the chick from Slumdog Millionaire since it happened.
Oh, Frida.
Pinto.
Pinto. Frida. She's very beautiful. Mm. Yes, but I like her.
I was a big fan. And just like, I know it's been a long
she
time.
She kind of looks like that Priyanka Chopra that married.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah. She's prettier though.
Jonas.
I was always a massive, Desperado. What's the?
Oh, Selma Hayek. Yes.
Massive. Selma Hayek fan.
She's into her 50s now, and she's great.
Margot Robbie, for sure.
Huge fan. Kate McManus.
Ooh. I can't really think of any. I mean, I think Rachel Weisz is beautiful, too.
Yes.
And Margot Robbie.
Yes.
I would also say Charlotte Ray. Is she still? She's great. She died, right?
She died. Yeah. She was the house mom on Facts of Life. Very beautiful.
She has such a sexy voice.
Yeah, she did.
I'm Natalie! More like feature film actors.
Yeah. Who do you what about you, Kate? Who are your favorites?
I can't think of any more off
male.
The top of my head.
What about your male your lovers? Oh, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Babe.
Yeah.
You're Clooney gal.
She likes Clooney, but she doesn't go for like the obvious choices, right?
But Michelle, I remember having this discussion with her, you know, probably during Ocean's 11. She was always more Clooney than Pitt. Pitt, she said, was too pretty.
Too pretty. Too pretty, Pitt.
Who's that British actor that was in that one Steven Soderbergh TV show, The Nick?
Oh, you love him. Oh, Clive Owen.
Oh, yeah, yes. Like Clive Owen.
Oh, he's very, very ruggedly handsome,
he's
Clive
very
Owen.
He's handsome.
Yes.
I what about saw you like the black dude from that show in something.
Oh, he's in it's another Steven Soderbergh thing.
Oh, the about the basketball agent.
Yeah.
Idris Elba. Hey.
Oh, beautiful. Did you know he's British?
Yeah. I did. I mostly like British.
You like that other nerdy British guy.
No, not the guy who played Hawking.
Who?
No, not him. Eddie Redmayne?
No, that would be really unfortunate.
He's also is there another Clive? What the hell's his name?
Oh, she likes Cillian Murphy, right? Or
Yeah. Can't believe I forgot him.
Oh my god.
And that leads me to another actress that I think is beautiful. Ooh. Is Annabella
Sciorra?
No.
Oh, another one of my favorites.
What's her name from the same show?
Yes.
Peaky Blinders.
Yes, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
Oh, I've forgotten her name now. She was
Wallace.
My cousin.
Wallace.
My cousin
Annabelle
Vinnie.
Wallace.
How about Brian Cox from the HBO show?
Old people. He's they a can't child. Remember names.
Brian Cox, that old man.
Marissa Tomei.
Huge fan.
Annabelle Wallace.
Big fan.
If you don't know who she is, look her up. Yes. She is so gorgeous.
She's very pretty. Yes.
Yeah. How about Vijay Singh? Would he be in your top 10?
Ed loves bringing up
and
Vijay Singh.
DJ
Khaled.
No, the actor.
DJ, the guy from Road Trip, that guy who had a run in the late
90s. Am I 65? I can't think of anyone.
It's so hard
to think. DJ Qualls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the very skinny guy.
Okay. That's mean.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Funny or sad?
Hold on. One more email. Brian, Ed, and Fancy, I've been wanting to write you and say thanks for a while. No, not because I have not been, as of yet, dethroned as Apple iTunes review champion, but rather because of the work you do in putting this podcast on. This gentleman won our Roast the Hosts contest.
We should do another one of those.
I know. It didn't get as
he
much.
He fucked us up, I think.
Yeah, he did. He did. About 3 weeks after being named champion, he holds the crown. He wears the crown regally. My wife was diagnosed with late stage breast cancer. She is still fighting, and we hope winning the battle. But I wanted to say thanks because literally this podcast was one of the things I relied on to get me through the tougher times. There were literally times when after I laughed out loud at something one of you said that I realized I had not even smiled in a long while. So thank you. I am certain there are
getting
others
a little dusty in here.
You do the same for. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. I must add one thing. I listen to everything you put out, Brian. So yes, The Bachelor Lifestyle is one of those shows. Brian, you must share with the ballers the hidden up until now talent of Jason Stewart that he displayed on the review of the final episode. Jason Stewart could be to Pearl Jam what Arnell Pineda is to Journey. My goodness, he sings just like Eddie. Please share this with the world. Thanks again, you three. That is from KMac Text.
That's such a touching email.
Hashtag Team Current Episode. Hashtag Team Listen to Everything. And of course, Team Patron for Life. Thank you so much for that, KMac. That was very touching. And we are very much with you. You are in our thoughts. You and your wife and your family, we hope for the best for you every day.
Yes.
I would say that it is a reminder that life is just fucking unfair. And
yes.
there's no good spin to put on that, aside from the fact that it does, you know, everybody has their issues, but it gives some clarity on what matters. And
absolutely.
You know. Hopefully, you know, you have some peace in that, but it's just a reminder, appreciate every fucking thing you have because life is fucking cruel.
All that exists
is
this moment. Yeah. So savor it. And we're just very stoked to
be
a part of anybody's world.
You.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Kate, what else?
Well, while we're on sad news, rapper West Coast rapper Nipsey Hussle, who was major a champion tragedy of his community, was doing so much for his community of Compton, I believe.
Yeah.
An ex-gang banger who had really turned his life around and rapped about how to turn your life around and really had a positive message that still connected with, you know,
and
everybody.
His name was derivative of the principal from Wildcats, which is pretty cool.
Nipsey Russell.
And he was gunned down the other day.
Yeah. Murdered by an acquaintance.
Murdered by an acquaintance, Eric Shitty Cuz.
Yeah. Oh, is that his name?
Yeah. That's his nickname. Eric Holder. Eric Shitty Cuz.
Eric Holder?
Yeah.
Is that Obama's?
Yeah. Attorney General.
Attorney General?
Murder.
Wow.
It looks like they had some kind of a personal dispute.
Yeah.
And Eric Holder's been arrested. Looks like he was shot Nipsey, started walking away, turned around, shot him a few more times, and then kicked him for good measure.
Yeah. Awful.
But lucky for him, he got picked up because someone tweeted that the Crips put a green light on Shitty Cuz, so there was a hit out for him.
Well, he'll get murdered in prison.
100%.
Yeah.
So it's just a really sad thing to have happen.
It's awful because people don't stay when they make it. They don't stay and try to raise up the people that come from the same place as them. And that was this guy's mission. Like, his whole message was to help the people that came from where he's from. And he walked the walk, and now he's gone.
He was supposed to go and talk to the LAPD the day after he was shot about, you know, how to get kids off the streets.
Yeah. He was advocating for his neighborhood.
Super sad. Mm-hmm. R.A.P. Nipsey.
Yeah, that's awful. What else, Kate?
All right. Let's change the mood in here.
Yeah. Let's talk about Rachel Weisz.
Let's look at
some of her nude scenes.
Let's talk about Nick Cage.
Marissa Tomei doing a lot of nude scenes as
Nick Cage.
Well.
She and
another
someone
movie
called
coming out?
Erica
it's been
Coik.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Koika?
He's got Nick Cage has a type, Asians. He likes Asian women.
He's speaking some kind of language.
Well,
I think it was
he was
Asian.
Married to an Asian woman, but he was also married to
it
Lisa Marie Presley
Asian
and Patricia
gangs.
Arquette. He was in Vegas with this woman, Erica, who, was Asian.
Yes.
And they got wasted.
I believe you mean Mrs. You know, Nicolas Cage.
Mrs.
I
Nicolas
was almost,
Cage. They got
I was
wasted.
Almost Superman.
Yes.
I named my son Kal-El.
They got married.
Yes.
And they were definitely wasted. There was a video showed up of them sort of stumbling outside of whatever hotel they were at.
Yes.
Anyway,
Circus?
He has filed to
Excalibur?
Have this annulled.
Do you ever hear if there's a book called Letters from a Nut? And it was like Seinfeld wrote the foreword, and this guy just sent letters to people, to businesses. And he wrote a letter to Excalibur, and he said, I'm thinking of setting up a hamburger stand on the sidewalk outside of Excalibur and selling Excaliburgers, and just let me know if that's okay.
That's
and then
an idea.
And then he published like the angry responses. It's amazing. Anytime I think of Excalibur, that's what
Excaliburgers. So Nick's happily married now?
Yeah, so
they're on their honeymoon?
He's trying to get this annulled, saying that he
Kal-El part two?
Didn't know what he was doing.
She got him drunk.
There's photos of them arguing hours after they got married, leaving the Bellagio. So I think things had taken a turn for the worse immediately after they
tied the knot. I don't think a prenup would have done any good because he's so deeply in debt. Like his assets are actually in the negative. So
wait,
joke's on her.
Did he buy the island? Who bought the islands?
Everybody's got an island. They all buy islands.
We're the only people that don't have an island.
Depp had an island. Nick Cage had many castles and also
he liked to collect castles.
A fantastic collection of Rolls Royces.
That's a good
And lots of other weird collections of stuff.
Yeah, he had like meteorites and like the elephant man's bones and stuff and the original Superman costume and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's Kal-El.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Kal-El. That was his name on Krypton. What else, Kate?
Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli are very stressed out ahead of their court date. Oof. They have to leg it to Boston.
Yeah, that sucks.
To appear in court. They paid $500,000 bribe to get their two daughters into USC.
They're paying the price.
As fake recruits for the crew team.
Yep.
So we'll see how this all shakes out. But
I can't imagine they're going to do jail time.
Yeah. I mean, they'll probably be fined. Yeah. I don't know what happens in these situations.
This Lori Loughlin, though, what a babe. She doesn't age.
They appeared.
She is so beautiful.
They're appearing tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But they were among 50 wealthy families and celebrities indicted for allegedly paying schemes to help their kids get into
what actually is the charge?
I think it's like wire fraud. It's big time shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stuff that you could potentially do time for.
Racketeering, wire fraud, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Big time stuff, felonies.
Bribery.
Yep. If you go on Google Image, every picture.
She doesn't take a bad picture.
It's crazy.
She's a stunning woman. It's crazy. She's very beautiful.
Calm down.
What else, Kate?
Mick Jagger.
As are you. You're very beautiful as well.
Mick Jagger's not feeling well. He's had to postpone the Stones' latest tour. He's We're not sure what's wrong with him.
He's 1,000 years old.
He's having to seek hospital treatment.
He's having heart surgery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's very old.
How do you know more than me?
He's 75, and I mean, that one Stones documentary, he just had a Bowie knife with a pile of cocaine on it.
Yeah.
That he's doing. I mean, he has been living a rock star existence.
I mean, he knows how to party.
Yeah, he knows how to party. I believe
Exile and Main Street, they were just living in a house doing drugs for like a year.
Oh yeah. He was the sane one then though. Like he was
the rest of them were
going
nuts. Let's get down to business.
They were all staying in the same house, and Keith was doing so much heroin in his bedroom that Mick would have to fuck his wife for him throughout the vacation.
His girlfriend is a ballet dancer, Melanie Hamrick.
I think I read somewhere where he was cheating on her with another like 23-year-old.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's married common law married to like a 29-year-old with whom he has a kid.
Just listening to that story.
Yeah, he has a kid with a 29-year-old, but I believe he also has a 23-year-old girlfriend on the side because he's Mick fucking Jagger.
He's got a project with his ballet dancer girlfriend, which is a ballet set to the music of the Stones.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible. I mean, I love the Stones, but
Stones are great. No. Yeah, no. Hard pass. I'm out on that. What else, Kate?
This might be the best headline I've read in a while. Elon Musk releases a surprise rap song about Harambe, the Cincinnati Zoo gorilla.
Wow.
Hold on. I believe we have it here.
He made the announcement on Twitter.
And we're thinking about you.
Sipping on some bomb, baby. We on our way to heaven. Amen, amen. R.I.P. Harambe. Smoking on some strong guy. And Gorilla Zoo. And we thinking about you. All we ever do.
Possible candidate for Banger of the Summer?
So Elon's now a SoundCloud rapper.
I want to hate Elon Musk, but my goodness.
He does some shit. I don't believe this is actually him rapping. I think he's just...
But even if you commission a song about Harambe, I'm on board.
Pretty sweet. Yeah, no, I guess...
Miss that guy.
So, new hero?
Yeah, I'm team Elon. And I'm obviously team Harambe.
Well, we're all team Harambe, but
yeah. We'll post the SoundCloud link to that track on our Facebook.
Of course we
will. Our website.
Yes, absolutely. Is that it, Kate?
That's my roundup of the week's news. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, fantastic. So great to have you back. I don't want to be dragged in our Reddit subreddit, TBLS.
Linked me to that. I've never seen it.
TBLS. I feel like I've sent it to you before. TBLS.
I might interact with some people.
_ podcast on Reddit, where they drag me for not having Kate on the show when I'm not in control of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they really are not nice about
look,
it.
Yes.
My fans. What? Mean business.
Hashtag free fancy. I mean, come
what
on.
What is the guys. Mystery method, by the way? What's the title?
I don't know.
The mystery method. We talked about that last week. The game. Mystery.
Oh, yeah, when you used to use books to pick up chicks.
Yeah, that's that? no mystery.
Brian will tell you all about it, Ed. Yeah,
I told him about it last week. He's already forgotten. Mystery is this real cool dude. He's a magician. He's like 6'7", and he's from Toronto. And he wears a big velvet top hat. Just so that broads will come up to him at bars and go, hey, what's up with that hat? And then he goes, shut up, fat ass. And then they're like, oh, my God, I love you. Let's have sex. That's his whole method. And it works. The mystery method.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking at this real surly Reddit response from Bucket O'Tang.
Oh, I love Bucket O'Tang.
Yeah.
He's a friend
of ours. If Seinfeld doesn't win, it will be an absolute outrage. Well, it won. Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah, and also, nothing to be outraged about.
Friends was kind of funny, but unless you're a girl, it's not an iconic show. I think Brian and Ed were playing too cool for school by not acknowledging that it was at least decent.
Didn't we say that? I thought we said it was kind of funny.
It got to the Sweet 16.
Yes.
What do you want from us, buddy? What?
Yeah, it had a nice run.
I think he just wants to fight.
I think we said that it got – they turned into caricatures by the end, which is a lot of shows. That happens to a lot of shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they got all the money.
And there was never anything funny about Ross.
If Jennifer Aniston wants to complain, she can call me.
She wants to work on a higher score?
Yes. She can shoot me a text, and I'll swing on over to her Brentwood mansion, and I'll bring my ladle, and I'm going to scoop it up.
Still trying to make that ladle work, huh?
I would really like to see you Jen show Aniston. Up somewhere with your ladle.
Jen Aniston, I'm going to come by with my ladle. I'm going to go to one of those restaurant supply places, and I'm going to get a big-ass aluminum ladle.
Oh, it's still
and I'm stainless steel ladle, and I'm going to swing by Jennifer Aniston's Bel Air mansion.
What a great gag.
And I'm going to scoop that up. Okay.
I think we should stop.
You get arrested.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been episode 262 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. For Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, my name is Brian Beckner. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and the others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.